There are a couple hundred thousand young men and women, aged 24 to 40 or so, that are toiling away in sweatshop obscurity in the 100-mile square around Mordor right now, analyzing information and making plans for the military to continue these sorts of things, and then advising their co-partner think tanks and NGO on what to go on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and tell the rest of us about it while they're writing op-ed pieces for the New York Times and assisting in the generation of reports on these matters. These are grave concerns for these people, Mr. Fine. I mean, can you imagine how difficult it is to accept that paycheck every week for that $187,000 to $237,000 salary that your average analyst with a degree in political science is pulling down because he's analyzing the movement patterns of people in Yemen? This is the work of Almighty God himself, sir. And you want to infringe upon it. Don't you realize hundreds of thousands, the lives of maybe millions, who have never held a shovel, a broom, a rake, or a hoe, and their hands are at stake. Don't you realize that the prospect of actually doing something productive and maybe even not knowing where your food is going to come from tomorrow looms large over the lives of millions in the vast military-industrial media complex, sir? How dare you write such things that might cause one of these shiftless, worthless parasites to actually go out and have to produce something today. Other than governmental claptrap that assists and aids in continuing the revolving door. I mean, look, if they asked me, I wouldn't take the 237 grand a year. I might take the 187, just out of, humility. But I would put my poli-sci degree to use, knowing that in making life miserable for tens of millions around the globe and seeing to it that international conflicts are never resolved, if I did these things, I could buy 3 new cars next year. You know what? I could gentrify this entire neighborhood where the original inhabitants were kicked out and had to move to West Virginia. I could re-gentrify this entire neighborhood with my friends and Poverty Inc. It really is, if you can't tell, folks, in my mind, the signal crime that Mordor and the Potomac River engenders in the 100-mile square. The theft. This is outright. If you're listening to me right now and you work at one of those think tanks, go to confession this weekend, because now you've just been informed of your grift. There is no existential threat. There's no spiritual threat. There's no future threat that anyone can imagine from any of these things that are studied, cataloged, analyzed in your 100-mile square. The lives of tens of millions, though, have been made more poor. Many of them have ended. War and conflict is the end result. But don't worry. It's not your fault, is it? That $4.5 trillion headed hydra that sits on the banks of the Potomac River is the greatest menace to the human race since Noah's flood. But don't you fret a moment, sir. We are doing a great job of running the rest of the world for the rest of the world. Rest of the world never asked our poli-sci 31-year-old college grads to take part in running the rest of the world, but by gum, they sure love it. The rest of the world is on bended knee, nay, on knees, crawling towards the 100-mile square, begging, please, analyze me. I was left out of the last report. Isn't my country impoverished enough? Haven't enough of my people died? And you can write about it?